One of the aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that requires a bit of attention and requires an analysis is the aspect of his wives, those that he married and the reasons for which he married them. For this, we will divide his life into three sections: 0 to 25, 25 to about 51, and then 51 to 63. Now we find in the first section, in 0 to 25 years, we find the Prophet married to no one. Despite living in a society where people had loads of wives, where this was the way it worked, they married any number of wives, there was no restriction on that. The Prophet ﷺ in his youth married none. At the age of 25, he married Sayyidah Khadija alayhi salam, and we find that this marriage was a very happy marriage. He was monogamous, one wife, and this marriage lasted for 26 years until Sayyidah Khadija alayhi salam died. After this, the marriages that occurred, they were as listed. There's, we can either call them 11 marriages or 10. In any essence, these marriages were there for three reasons. The first reason was political. These were wives that he married to be able to make or bring the tribes together and to bring them into Islam. Another aspect, another reason for his marriages was when he married widows, those who were older, who were widowed, and who found it either difficult to cope, or those who knew if they went back to their mother, their fathers and their brothers, that they would definitely have been killed. The third reason for getting for marriage was also to establish a law, and we find them in particular in the instance of him when he marries Zainab bint Jahash. But important to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the context of marriage, has said that the one with the most iman is he who is most courteous and kind with his family. O people, he said, the best of you are those who treat their wives the best, and I am the best of you in the way I treat my wives. Polygamy is not something that Islam has introduced. Polygamy has been there in society since time beyond, in all of the world, and we can look at all the different cultures of the world where polygamy was practiced. In fact, Islam reduces it, and the reduction we can see in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 3, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, and if you fear, أَلَّا تُخْسِتُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ, that you cannot act equitably towards orphans, مَا تَعْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, then marry such women as seem good to you, مَثْنَ وَثَلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ, 2, 3, or 4. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً, but if you fear that you can't do justice between them, then marry only one. So it always came down on a reduction basis. I hope we'll be able to understand the concepts of these marriages in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.